We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I am excited about always my guests, and I'm excited to talk this topic because stay current by learning new things is such an important thing, because if we don't learn things and we don't grow and learn new things each and every day, we stay stagnant. So I'm excited to welcome to the program Carol Bosser. Carol, how are you? And thanks for stopping by.
I'm very well indeed. Thanks, Neil. And I'm so excited to be with you today.
All right. So tell me a little bit about your background and let's take me through learning new things and how each and every day we can learn new things. I'm sure that's one of your big passions, but let's learn your background first.
Sure. With pleasure. Well, I'm talking to you today from Lyon, France. You know, you can't tell that because today we are all so connected that you really don't know that I am a long way away. But I live in France, and one of the first things that I get excited about learning is new languages. You know, I'm sure that there are a lot of people listening here today who have tried to learn a foreign language at school, and that left a nasty taste in their mouth, because not many people actually succeeded in learning a foreign language when they were at school, whether it was Spanish or German or French or Mandarin Chinese or English for some people. And what I have discovered in the course of my career as a language coach is that people tend to push that experience to one side. You know, they kind of think, well, maybe I'm not gifted for languages. Maybe that's something that I'm just not cut out for in life. And that is such a pity because, you know, Neil, that's not true. Everybody has a gift for languages.
Exactly. Okay, so how then, this is really simple, and you're talking about different languages. How do you learn a language when you're just, you feel like you have so much information in your head? You don't have the time to do it, but it's really an important thing to learn that second language. You have colleagues tell you this is important. You should learn another language. You shouldn't just stick to understanding the English language. You should learn another language, especially because we're becoming such a global world. I should know multiple languages, to be honest with you. When you go on something like Clubhouse, you're dealing with five different countries, sometimes six. But how do you have the ability to learn another language at a later age, like myself at 48?
Okay, well, we all do have the ability to learn a language even later in life. And, you know, on the one hand, the big advantage that children have over 48-year-olds, for example, is that they do have a lot more time. They have a lot less going on in their life. But on the other hand, they're not so able to make connections, to form abstractions as we are in adults. So it swings and roundabouts. So, you know, your question was, you realized that it's really important for you to learn that second or third or fourth language and you don't have time. Well, isn't that the story of our lives, Neil?
Yes.
You know, at the moment, we don't have time for anything.
So we have to carve out time then. First,
that's the first. We have to carve out time. And you're only going to do that if you've really understood that conquering this language is something which is important to you and something which attracts you. You know, if you feel it's something that I really should do, that I really ought to do, you know, all those horrible words with obligation, forget it. Just go for that language. If you can see yourself, hear yourself,
it attracts me and want to do it. It really does. And it's just taking the time. And I'm a visual learner where I need to write things down to learn a language. I'm not the kind of person that can hear it auditory. I'm so much more a visual learner. I can read Latin, and I want to learn Spanish. But the fact is that the hardest part is I learn things by looking and reading it and seeing it visually. I'm not the kind of learner that can hear things auditorily and be able to pick it up, especially a language, because it's rehearsal. A lot of things I need to rehearse over and over again. So first thing is carve out time. What's next?
Well, you've already got the second thing, and it's wonderful because you are already so self-aware. You know how you learn. You know your preferred learning style. You know how you like to store and process information. And that's great because Everybody is different. But let me tell you what you're not going to do. What, you know, really, don't go out and buy a grammar book. The last thing you want to do to learn any language is learn the grammar. You know, let me tell you, that's just a way for you to be bored, fed up, and abandoned as quickly as possible. In fact, I think the only people who really enjoy doing grammar are language teachers themselves. You know, let's get practical. Right. You said that, you know, you want to go and say hi to people on Clubhouse. You want to converse in Spanish, and you already know that you've done a bit of Latin. That is great, because when you find a language coach, and that's exactly what I do, right, when you find a language coach, the language coach is going to define your learning profile and trace the best possible path for you to get to speaking Spanish as quickly as possible. Okay, so you've got a little bit of Latin, and Spanish, as you know, is a Latin origin language. You like processing information visually. Okay, so we're going to put a lot of reading in your learning, but not boring reading, you know, something interesting, right, something that you personally are interested in that's going to make you really, really want to understand. And the fourth thing that we're going to do, you just mentioned carving out time. We're going to build a schedule in cast iron, a schedule that you will respect just as much as you respect your going to the gym schedule,
right,
or your fitness, your eating, going to the restaurant, socializing schedule. So we're going to put that in your planning together.
And that's great. And then you put that planning together and you have it. Now, how quickly can you learn a language if you hire a language coach or really carve out? Three months.
You know, I hate to say that terrible answer, it depends, but it kind of depends what you want to do. If your objective is to converse with people on Clubhouse, you know, and you want to converse in a way that means you're making connections, you're saying hi to people, who are you, tell me about your life, what you're doing, where are you, that sort of thing, you can do that in 3 months with a bit of Latin, probably even quicker. If your objective is to go out to a business meeting and negotiate $1 million deals, well, you know, maybe you want
to. It'll take longer. Yeah, because I don't think I've mastered the English language. So how would I be able to do something like that in another language? And do you recommend even more than a second language, a third language, a fourth? What benefits do you gain by knowing different languages? Yeah,
we are capable of learning so much more than we think we are. Really, we limit the skills that we try and master because we think that we can't process too much information at the same time. But you know, you can learn to, I know people who know how to speak 8, 9, 10 languages, and I'm, you know, pretty way up there myself. Different varying degrees of competency for each language, but if you really love Spanish, and you know, and if you like the sound of the language, and if you want to go and say hola to people on Clubhouse or in Mexico on holiday or somewhere, start with Spanish. And then, you know, find another language that you like the sound of, that you imagine yourself having pleasure in speaking. And then, you know, after a couple of months Spanish, you can kick in with number two as well, if you're able to carve out the time. And the time, you know, believe me, Neil, I'm not talking about 4, 5, 6 hours a day, but regular slots. If you can give me half an hour for each language, Monday through Friday, you're good. You can even have Saturday and Sunday off.
All right, fantastic. Where's the best place we can connect with you, learn more about you, and learn more about what you do? Where can we go?
Well, thanks for asking. I have a website. I think you can see how my name is spelt. And my website is www.carolborsa.fr for France.
All right. And so you're a language coach, not just for French, but other languages as well. You can coach
any language that you can learn. I can help you learn it faster.
And how does that help you in specific ways with this global world? That's the last question for you. That, you know, as we know in Clubhouse, we could be in the same room with 7 different countries. How important does that help get business deals done and different things if you're willing to learn that language?
Well, isn't it wonderful when you're in a room with people speaking 7 different mother tongues. It's amazing. It's all about connection. We're going to do business with people we like, and we're going to like people that we can communicate with. It's as simple as that.
Okay. We appreciate you coming by, Carol. Thanks for coming on the Neil Haley Show, and take care.
My pleasure. Bye-bye, Neil. Thanks.
You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.